Jim Taylor on WRMJ and WRMJ.com. Well, we're just about 2 weeks away from the 2018 election, and let's dive into a couple of the local races in Mercer County. Countywide race for Mercer County Clerk. The Republican candidate is Jay Doherty. Good morning, sir. I know from a background standpoint, serving in public office as an alderman for the city of Aledo. So that's one thing I know about you. So let's talk a little bit about background first and let the constituents and voters of Mercer County know who Jay Doherty is.
Well, let's see. Who is Jay Doherty? I guess I have a wife, Wendy. I have four children, four grandchildren. I've lived here in Mercer County all my life. I'm a member of Fallerin's American Legion, Post 121, and I take special interest in doing charity work. I really enjoy doing charity work.
And a little bit about your public service background in terms of serving as an alderman for the city of Aledo. How important has that been to you in deciding to run for another public office, I guess?
Well, it's been very important. I've always had kind of an interest in the clerk's position, but the work I've done here at the city of Aledo has really kind of set me up for this. When I originally got on the council in 2011, then Mayor Bill Breeden appointed me to the Economic Development Advisory Committee, and one of the things that we talked about in that was the aging infrastructure that we had. And after we had that meeting, I went up to Mayor, and I says, I'm sorry, and I says, you know, I kind of like to tackle that. And he just gave me free rein to do so, and so I wrote the City of Aledo Water Sewer Lateral Program, and to this date, it saved cumulatively all the citizens over $100,000. I've also been involved with the budgeting process that goes on every year. In fact, we're into that now. And, I've served on the personnel, I've served on the finance, I've been the chairman of the TIF committee, since I've been on. And, I think I've been on several committees.
But you mentioned the lateral, program for those people that don't realize, and I may be paraphrasing here, but it's like an insurance program where you pay X amount of dollars a month to cover should a sewer or water lateral go bad, and then the city of Aledo will pay up to a certain amount to
reimburse.
Make the repair.
It's a reimbursement program. It's not an insurance program. And what a lot of people don't realize is that the mains that go from the lateral rather that goes from the main to the edge of their house is their responsibility. Even though the city has a right-of-way out there, it's still the homeowner's responsibility. And you look around the town, a lot of the houses are getting up there in age. My house was built in 72, so I don't know how long it'll be good for. And this is just a reimbursement program up to $5,000.
All right, so let's talk about then segueing into seeking, going from city in aldermanic position to seeking the county clerk position for the county of Mercer. What made you decide, or why did you want to take this on and run for this position? What interested you in all this?
Well, I really felt like my qualifications was as such that it would behoove the county. I think I can do a lot of things for them. I've always had an open mind and a positive attitude. And I see some of the problems that are affecting our county, and I just really felt like I could contribute and help come up with some of the answers. I've always been a hand-on person, and my father always raised me that if don't complain about anything unless you're willing to do something about it. And so I guess I'm ready to try to do something about it.
And then just in terms of, you know, covering the county beat with county board meetings, that, you know, the tight confines of the budget that you have to work under. I mean, talk about dealing with some of those challenges and how you hope to approach that.
Well, it's tough because you never know what's going to come up. So I think that's where my management experience will come into play. Not only have I do I have over 20 years of management experience, but I've been to several managerial schools and stuff, and sometimes just a fresh set of eyes on a situation can do wonders. And so I'm hoping just to review all the processes and try to find ways to tackle that budget and make it as low as possible. I think that's what all the department heads of the county need to do, and not that they're not now. I'm just saying that I'd like an opportunity to do that.
Yeah, and I guess in your travels as you campaign for this position and you talk to voters, and maybe even the voters you haven't talked to yet. Well, I guess the first question is kind of what do you hear from voters as you're out and about, and how do you respond to what you hear?
Well, obviously, the biggest thing you hear is taxes in this county. That's one thing nobody's ever been able to do is tax yourselves to prosperity, and it seems like the county level is at a level now that is just it's really placed a burden on people. And so, and that's why I think it's important for all the different departments to see what they can, you know, look at, see what they can do to try to lower those budgets, so that way taxes aren't going up. And in fact, I'd sure be nice if they'd go the other direction.
Well, and as far you mentioned working with department heads, but in terms of the relationship aspect of it, of having to work with county board and department heads, as you mentioned, what about how do you approach that in take that on?
Well, I think you've just got to look at every aspect of the situation and do the best you can. I mean, I don't think you're really going to know exactly what it is you can do till you get in and you can evaluate it. And any good manager, when he takes over a situation, that's what they do. They evaluate the entire thing from A to Z, and then see what they can do from there.
All right, so I mentioned, you know, for those people that you haven't had a chance to maybe meet one-on-one or talk with that are out there, this is a chance as we kind of wrap up our conversation here this morning. What do you want to tell the voters, and maybe even some of the voters you've talked to already? What is the message that you want them to carry to the poll when they think about casting the ballot in the county clerk race?
Well, I just want everybody to know that I'm not running against anyone. I'm running for a position, and I really want to try to work for you. That's one thing that I think all public officials need to remember and try to keep in mind and stay grounded with, is that we work for the voters, and that's I'm asking them to give me the opportunity to work for them, and hopefully I can do a good job for them. I want to earn my check. I don't want them to pay me.
Mm-hmm. All right. Jay Doherty, I appreciate you coming in and visiting with us this morning. Any final thoughts before you leave us?
No, I thank you very much for giving me this opportunity.
All right. Jay Doherty is the Republican candidate for the county clerk of Mercer County. Election Day just a little less than 2 weeks away, and we'll have coverage, of course, that Tuesday night on WRMJ and WRMJ.com.